Welcome to Lanya, a program about events, issues, and people. And today my guest is Martha Simons, the president of the Louisiana Art and Folk Festival Board. Welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
And let's start here. I remember being a little kid, and I remember my mom loading me up and taking me to Columbia and going to the Art and Folk Festival. It's got to be one of the oldest festivals in the state.
We certainly think it is one of the oldest in the state. It's been around for 62 years.
62 years. I've been to a bunch of those over, not 62, but I've been to a bunch of them. The event happens in Columbia every year, and you're kind of right there at the foot of the bridge in the Ouachita River area, right?
Right on the Ouachita River, right at the end of Main Street in downtown Columbia.
And when does your festival kick off?
Kicks off Saturday morning, October 14th at 9 a.m.
So October the 14th, just a couple of days away, 9 to 5 in the afternoon. And, there is an admission, a $5 admission, but the kids get in under 12 free.
Kids under 12 get in free when an adult admission is $5.
Tell me about the event. What happens at the Louisiana Art and Folk Festival?
Well, it's been an evolving event. In that we tried to keep a lot of what the original festival had and then add to it. So we have a folkways section that incorporates all the old-timey activities from wood stoves to chair caning to soap making.
And that's what I remember. I remember coming in and, like, it was all the stuff that, maybe my grandmother did back when they were settling the area. You'd see, donkeys grinding sugar cane and things like that.
Exactly. And we don't want to forget those things. And we don't want our youngsters to forget how things were in the past.
Now, I want to remind folks about the past. You bust out the wood stove for this thing. Tell me about the wood stove and what's going on with it.
It's hard to find somebody who remembers how to use the wood stove, but we do have a really great person who is there early in the morning with biscuits and sausage on the wood stove. And you go by and you just make a little donation in the jar. There's no charge to get that, but it's a very popular thing.
Now, after biscuits and sausage time, what happens after that on the wood stove?
Turnip greens and cornbread. And that's one of the first things that some of our people ask for. Are we having greens and cornbread? So, yes, we are.
Now, the event features a lot of the old arts. You mentioned soap making and chair caning, making chairs out of cane.
Absolutely. We have a young man who made it his mission to learn to do that after all the older generation was gone. And so he actually sits there on Main Street and puts cane bottoms in chairs. It's really interesting to watch.
Now, a lot of people come for the music. You tell me you got a guy that hand makes instruments there.
We do. We have a gentleman who's been coming for several years, and he makes handmade instruments. He has them on display, and he'll even put out a little tune for you if you stop and ask him.
So that's the folkways area. Now, a lot of people come for the old arts and crafts and those sorts of things. What other types of things would we see?
You're going to see everything from sculpture to wooden things made of wood, T-shirts, mailbox signs, a great variety of vendors. There's always somebody with homemade goods at having a bake sale on Main Street. There'll be all kinds of those kind of things going on. And the kinds of things you'd find at almost any festival as far as vendor booths.
I think my wife has made it to work by now, so we can say there's jewelry.
There is jewelry. Yes, there is.
Okay, we're safe now on that. Let's talk about entertainment. You come to a festival, you like to be entertained. What's going to be happening as far as the entertainment end of the Louisiana Art and Folk Festival this weekend?
Entertainment starts at 9 a.m., and we always kick off with one of our school groups. And this year it'll be the Caldwell Parish High School choir and also their band, probably. So that'll kick us off. And then we go from that to bluegrass with Tim Free and the Gospel Gold Bluegrass Group. And then we'll move on to the Caldwell Parish High School Band. And then we have a group called Smackwater that are from the Monroe area, and they do a variety of music from country to bluegrass to rhythm and blues. So they'll be on the program. And then we go to Scott Mercer, who is a young local artist who has gone to his writing of music and so forth.
Now, this festival, good for the kids or the kids' activities?
We have lots of activities for kids, from two train rides to a petting zoo, an activities tent right on the river, and face painting. So there are plenty of activities for the kids. They'll have some jumpers and all kinds of things.
Now, other folks in Columbia get involved. The Shepis Museum has something going on?
There is an outstanding exhibit at the Shepis Museum that will interest everyone. It's a sportsman's exhibit. So we have deer, we have fish, we have ducks, we have all kinds of mounts and displays in the Shepis. So that'll be something that everybody will want to walk through the Shepis to see.
The event also is nice to car people. Tell me about the car thing.
One of the biggest parts of the event and that draws a lot of people, Caldwell Bank sponsors an antique car show. And this year they're adding monster trucks and four-wheel drive vehicles and utility vehicles. So it will be really exciting, and there'll be lots of antique car owners there, and you'll be able to vote on your favorite, and they'll give prizes and trophies at the end of the day.
Martha Simons, president of the Louisiana Art and Folk Festival. It's going on in Columbia. And Martha, it is when and at what time?
Saturday morning, October 14th from 9 to 5. And we'd love to have everyone come and visit us.
You can find out more on their Facebook page. Just look for Louisiana Art and Folk Festival or visit kedm.org.
Hello again, I'm David Miller, host of Swinging Down the Lane, which comes to you every Friday night at 9 on KEDM Monroe. I'm dedicated to keeping the sounds of the big bands alive and filling my audience in about the band leaders, vocalists, and composers who were such a vital part of the big band era. Join me, won't you, and go Swinging Down the Lane, Friday evening at 9, right here on KEDM Monroe.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing, and at lightning speed. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the day's events unfold, join us for the very latest, later on Marketplace, from American Public Media.
Join us this afternoon at 5:30, here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.